Good, we started the Venus Halei, the fourth of the Derech, of the Drachim. Essentially we'll see that the Venus Halei means you've got to get to know yourself. L'kir atzmecho. So he said a person needs to know himself before he sets off on any Derech. In the same way as you need to know what bus you're going on before you get on the bus. You don't make sure you're not on the wrong bus.
So, please forgive me for interrupting.
No, you're not interrupting.
I'm not sure if we got there yet. Did the other shoe get there yesterday?
Derech Dalet, we started yesterday. What was yesterday? Oh, yesterday was the Shia. Today we saw that. We saw it yesterday. We just made a beginning. You're right. We haven't got very far. We just started the beginning by saying, be careful you don't spend 20 years of your life doing the wrong thing. You know, before you start doing anything, first find out that that's what you're supposed to be doing. We said that many people, they live a life, suddenly they come, he's 50 years old, he packs up and he goes and he, you know, like, throws it all away and has a midlife crisis. You have to set aside time to check out and see really what is it that you, who you are. I mean, yeah, what you're supposed to be doing with your life. Because then you'll discover who you really are. Toi, Samach Aleph, we're right at the bottom of the daf. We just did a brief introduction. Achaim shalana retzufim mishbari. Zoiches ha-mishba she'avata k'nechnasi li'yishiva katana. Our life is full of retzufim mishbari. How would you translate that? The last paragraph of daf Samach Aleph.
Crises,
yeah, problems. It's full of, let's call them stress moments, you know. The first time you get a Yeshiva Katana, alright, the first time you started, you went to school, or you started a new job, or you, you know. Kashayam Avel Yeshiva Gedoyla, then you got a Yeshiva Gedoyla, very stressful. Kachman Shichim Achayim, Ritzufim Vemeshbarim Kashim Yoyte Vekashim Pochot. Yeah, then you've got to make little mixes, then you've got to marry off children, then you've got to find a job, then you've got to get married, then you've got to... journeys on the, you know, landmarks in the journey of... that's full of stress. HaMishpah Kritim Egeh, Eifo Shehu Be'emza Chayim. Anoshim Mito'irim Pitov Lishol, Lama Nichayim? The biggest mishpah a person has is when he suddenly wakes up at 50 years old and he goes like, what am I living for? What am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why am I stuck in this job? Who says I'm supposed to? What's the goal? What am I doing here? There's a reason for what I'm doing. But I'm writing Rishtanot v'lichyot et matara. I'm teaching l'chaim. Then I want to suddenly wake up and realize, hold on, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah? I'm not a chimpanzee. I'm a yid. I have a purpose for my life. And then if suddenly wants to change, look, come, Rishtanot v'gil arbayim. It's not easy to change your life when you're 40 or 50. Person has to really, really be strong. You have to really be, you know, you've been very, very stubborn to get, a major league life change at the age of 50. You try and explain that one to your bank manager. Whatever it's when you're 16, you suddenly realize you're on the wrong bus. Zehu tamtzit ha-chayim. It's much of the essence of life. Kashe likro chayim le-mi she'eru makir es atzmoi. It's very hard to say somebody's alive when he doesn't know who he is. Or es ha-menim shelo. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know what's getting in his way. Ladam k'zeh ein shum ha-vona. Lama hu chayim? Lama hu poil? Ma'ayin hu bo? V'layin hu elech? This guy doesn't know if he's coming or going. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know direction. He's aimless. Who's some robot? Bubot Mishak. He's a robot, he's a play doll, that's all he is. He doesn't know where he's going. Al techakeh lemishpah, don't wait for the midlife crisis. Hachayim katarim midai bishvil lenasoh neseres aruchos shemobilis leshumakim. Life's too short to spend too much time going on wrong battles, yeah? Achait matchilim, sad you stopped. This is big news. You have to spend a lot of time thinking about what's being said here, because this is real big news, this, okay? That a person has to dedicate a certain amount of time every day just to get to know himself. Chashuv al mishu, manyen b'myuchad sheyit rotze lifgosh. It's a very powerful tool, this, huh? Think about somebody very, very important, someone very exciting, someone very interesting that you'd like to meet. Go have a look and see what drives this guy. What koichas does he have? You know, somebody that you must look up to and admire. Shlomo Melech. Who wouldn't like to get to know Shlomo Melech? Rabbi Akiva. How did Rabbi Akiva do what he did? Yeah, you wouldn't want to meet Rabbi Akiva, sit with him for a day and just like learn something from him. No. So who is the most fascinating person you're ever going to get to meet? You could spend 24 hours, right? Well, the most fascinating person in the world. Who would it be? Oh, it's still the Bachman Agon Shadichim. Ask the girl this question. Because it tells a lot about what's important to her if she tells you who the most fascinating person in the world is. You know? If she tells you it's Mozart, so then fine, you know something about the person, yeah? If she tells you it's Shlomo Melech, it tells you something else about the person. Okay, so ask yourself, who, if you could meet anybody, who's the most fascinating person you want to meet? No?
A lot of people.
Choose one. You weren't given a lot of choices. You only got one check. Who would it be? Okay.
Who's about the answer?
I don't know what the question is. That's what's bothering you? It's on your head a lot, eh?
Yeah.
Not going to talk about it. Kleine Sachen. The most fascinating person you're ever going to meet yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to meet someone more fascinating than yourself?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
No. No. For Moshe Rabbeinu is the most fascinating person in the world. But for you, you're the most fascinating person you're going to meet. Ata? The only person you're ever going to recognize really is yourself. You're not going to know anybody else really. Yes, lachem b'duk et insam haritzonot v'im otam tchumi ha'his anyonot. I believe the sefer was written for people that have got a master's degree in modern Hebrew. Oh, goodness. I mean, it's so difficult.
Someone has the same will, the same interest.
Oh. Yeah. Hit. And you're not. The same things that excite you are the same things that excite you. Who are you ever going to meet that's got the same interests as you, the same pleasures as you, the same things that fascinate you? Yourself! That's all. Atav atzmacha moinim bidyuk al yedei oisam ha-koiches. You're driven by the same koiches. Umidrakshim oisam advarim. And you get excited about the same things and you're affected by the same things. There's no one else in the world that's as suitable for yourself as yourself. Most interesting, exciting, fascinating person you're ever going to meet. I can't remember it was one of the early Israel said, I never ever could get bored. Because my inner world was so fascinating and I was always with myself, so I could always just go inside and just be always fascinated. Kach tise, shev, tagid la'atzmacha. Yofi, noimoy. Sit down, take a chair, introduce yourself to yourself. Shalom aleichem, Amorach Hashem, pleased to meet you. Oh. Baruch hayakoriz beincha lebein atzmacha. And get to know each other. Order, get to know each other, spend some time getting to know each other.
Private.
I'm in private. Just the two of you. Baruch hayakorot bidyuk kamo shayita isa. In Bendot Shelo Pegashta Kfashanim. You've got a cousin, you've got a very good friend you haven't seen for 20 years, yeah? So you sit down and you meet each other. So meet yourself like you, because you've never really met yourself. Tishol Shalot Alachan Shokha. Ask yourself questions about your life. Why am I doing this? What am I living for? What do I really enjoy? What do I want to achieve with my life? Aladerech Shabbat Atsoy, about this path that you're on. Galez Hachalomot Shokha. What are your dreams? Allow yourself to dream. Hacholamot shata asuk b'hakshamasam v'eli shedochke l'kerim zobis. Those that you're still busy with and those that you're kind of, you know, how many dreams have we buried? I realized yesterday, I was talking to one of the Bochrim, and I realized yesterday, We don't allow ourselves to dream, because we have a dream and then we realize, we see all the obstacles and the problems that will enable us, that will get in the way of us fulfilling our dream. So we kill the dream before we even have it. Why can't you allow yourself to dream? Yeah, but it's never going to happen. Okay, so it'll never happen. So why kill the dream? Why throw away the shenifa? You want to be great? You want to know shas? So what are those shas? But it's never going to happen. So you stop wanting it? Want it, so it'll never happen. But at least you wanted it. What can you dream? I realized yesterday. Every time I try to get him to say what he really wanted, as he said what he wanted, he killed it with some kind of reason why he can't have it. You could want something and not get it, or stop wanting it. It's worth wanting something. And who says you can't get it? Who says you can't get it? If you want something, allow the want to develop. Now, why you want it, said about, you know, developing a strategy to go about getting it. But just because you see some obstacle along the way, why kill it? I'd like to spend another year in yeshiva, but my parents won't let. So you stop wanting it? Want it! You're right, you may never get it. Your parents may not let. They'll come here with the police, and they'll have you arrested, and they'll drag you back to America by gunpoint. Yeah? So what's the worst case scenario? You want to stay in yeshiva, and your parents want you to go home. So maybe you'll stay in yeshiva, and your parents won't get what they want. Or maybe you won't get your want, and your parents will get what they want. But why stop wanting it? No, you can't want it because my parents don't want it, or because I don't have money. You can still want it. It recognizes the limitation that I don't have money, I can't have it, but I still want it. I tell you, if you want it, you might even daven for it. And you might even get it. Sorry, Aaron, what do you want to say?
I was going to say that there is certain times that you do need to give up, not your dreams, but your goal. Like some goals, if they're above your head, and then you don't give it up ultimately, but you know. If it wasn't your goal.
If it was above your head, if it's above your head, that's not a goal.
No,
it's not a fantasy.
Oh, dreams are always above
our head. No. That's fantasies. We don't make fantasies.
Right now, they're above our head, but we have a dream that we can still want it. We won't get it. That's even a fantasy.
I want to know shas. Yeah, I want to know shas, but I know, based on my current performance, I'm never going to know it. It doesn't stop me wanting it. I still want it. I know that that's the most important thing. Okay. And it's there, lurking as a direction finder in the background. We give up before we start. It's never going to happen, so I don't want it anymore. Want it! You never know. If you want it badly enough, you might even get it. What I'm saying is, don't let the initial obstacles get in your way. You're right. Once you've looked at something very carefully, you've analyzed it, you've gone through it, you've spoken to people, you've done all the possible studies you can get, right? And you realize, hey, you know, I really want to be a doctor, but you know what? It's a bit late in life. Yeah, I missed the boat. Fine, that's acceptance. You've got to have that as well. When you miss the boat, you miss the boat. Gevaita, get on with your life. When the cup crashes on the floor and it's broken, yeah, you can want that cup as much as you want. That cup's gone. You have to accept the fact that the cup's broken and get on with your life. Of course. But we give up before the cup's even fallen. We've already given up, it's broken. And you can still catch it while it's falling. No, you have to know. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference between dreaming and fantasizing. Fantasizing, you're up. It's never going to happen, but I'm still fantasizing. I live in my little thing. Dreaming, hey, I want to finish us. I want to know Shas. It seems way beyond me right now for many, many reasons. I'll give you 20 good reasons why I'll never finish us, and very few why I will. It doesn't stop me burning to want it, because that's what's important. Obviously, if you're wanting something you're never going to get, making you dysfunctional, you can't function properly, not doing what you're supposed to be doing, then also, obviously, that's a problem. Okay. Hayekarot tzricha liyot ma'amika v'lo shtichit. Rad lepratim abasim. This recognition and understanding we have to have of ourselves cannot just be superficial. It has to be filled with details and basics, and you've got to build the foundations, you've got to understand yourself bottom up. Atah rotzeh liyot tzadik. You want to be a tzadik, right? Everybody wants to be a tzadik. Who doesn't want to be able to do the rotzon Hashem? A tzadik is somebody who does everything he's supposed to do. Who doesn't want to be that? Come on, put up your hand. Anybody yet doesn't want to do what he's supposed to do with his life?
The real me or the actual me?
אתה רוצה להיות תלמיד חוכם? Who doesn't want to be a תלמיד חוכם? Everybody knows that the life of a תלמיד חוכם is a lot more pleasant than the life of a אמרת. Everybody knows that. אתה רוצה להיות עבד השם? You want to be an עבד השם? Who doesn't want to be an עבד השם? אתה רוצה להצליח? Who wants to be successful? We all know that being successful is a lot more geschmack than failing. אתה מחפש משמעות וחשוב לך להיות אדם מיוחד? You're looking for an understanding and you're looking for a way to be a unique individual, Adam Ruchani, a spiritual person. Aber lama ta rotze kol hadvarim haele? Why do you want all these things? Ma mani otcha? What's driving you? Ma baemet hayit rotze lasik b'chaim? What do you really want to achieve with love? A friend of mine told me, he once had a meeting with one of the richest men in South Africa. Very big deal. By international standards, he happens to live in South Africa, but by international standards, this man is a super, super billionaire. Massive, multi. People don't know about him because it's all very private. It's kind of godly, very wealthy. So my friend said to him, Mr. X, what drives you? The guy's 75 years old already, yeah? I mean, he's conquered worlds. Yeah? I mean, the guy, he could lose all his money and still have enough to live until another 10 generations. You know, it's like the guy's, I mean, it's not normal. No business starts, no yid starts a business in Africa without this guy as a partner somewhere along the line. It's unbelievable. So you know what he said to me, Rachmel? What drives me is money. That's what drives him. This is a guy who learns Torah every day. This is a guy who's got chavrusas. He's a shtickle London. What drives me is geld, money. That's what drives me. And he got what he drove for. He spent his life, mamash, conquered the world. I don't think there's a place in the world where he doesn't have his finger in the pie. Drives him with money. So good, he knows what drives him and he goes for it. He might wake up one day and realize that he, you know, God gives massive amounts of stock or whatever. Good. What drives me? What no, so what drives you? What drives you? Do you know? No. Anybody out there?
No.
Is it important to know? Ma be'emet ayit rotze la'asik b'chaim. What do you really want to achieve with your life? Do you know? Is it important to know? And if you do know, why do you want it? You want to be a tzaddik. Why do you want to be a tzaddik? Ask yourself the question. Just sit down with yourself and say, what do I want? Why do I want it? Now, why do you want it? Why you want it? Check it down. What drives you is money. Why do you want money? Check it out. Why do you want it? You don't have to worry. I've got money, I don't have to worry about panosa. Why don't you worry about panosa? Well, because I might have to talk to Hashem. Why don't you want to talk to Hashem? Check it down. Talich hagilu atmi murkav mesidra achat sidra shel shelot. The journey you have to take on that reveals yourself, that gets you to know yourself, is questions after questions after questions. You have to organize and order a system of questioning yourself. Each time the question has to go a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper. Until the roots of the truth that are hidden suddenly start revealing themselves, they start coming up. And you start seeing them on the surface. Chashuv be'elu eser shelot ha'ite bocher. Chashuv be'elu eser shelot ata bocher. Choose 10 questions. Amanat lakid tov yoser chaveh karov. You want to know your friend better. So 10 questions before you have this meeting, this 24-hour meeting with this person that you want to meet. Ask yourself, I'm going to ask him about 10 questions, yeah? You're going to interview the prime minister. So before you go, you prepare questions. Now ask yourself these questions. Where we get stuck is answer going on and answer go weiter. To wait for patience. It takes time to dig up these answers. Don't worry. No one here's going to laugh at you when you give the answers, okay? There's no stupid questions and there's no silly answers here because it's just you and Hashem. So let's run through the 10 questions, yeah? מה בכלל המטרה של החיים? What really is the goal of life? מה המטרה שלי בחיים? What's my goal in this life? למה בחרתי בישיבה או בכלל בו אני לא אמת? if you're learning in Kegel, if you're not, then whatever it is, why are you working in this job, why you're doing this work, whatever. Lama b'chad yishav kodol ani loimit. Eich ani menatzel et zmani hapanoi. How am I going to use my free time? Everyone's got free time, right? How am I going to use it? Ma menei oti lasot et ma shani oseh. Is maniya means drives, yeah? As opposed to prevent. So what drives me to do what I do? Ma be'emet goyim li lismoyach. What causes me to be happy? Nothing causes you to be happy, by the way. You choose to be happy, you choose not to be happy. Haim ani mulshah kamo sha'iti roteliot? Am I really as happy as I want to be? Ma yoter chashuv li? Oisher or oisher? What's more important to me, money or happiness? What are my goals for the future and why are those my goals? What are my most basic dreams and aspirations? No, if you would answer these questions, can you imagine how different your life would look? Power! Now, don't be surprised if Atshuvot lo yakoftsu lecha miyad l'rosh. Don't get upset or surprised if you don't suddenly start getting answers to all these questions. Might take you a few months to sit down and work out and get this process going. Aval al tevateh, don't give up. Hayitzmad l'shaylot ulbesof yegia hav l'havana. Eventually you'll get to understand what's driving you, who you are. Hatshuvot nimtzot b'cho. The answers are in you, they're there already. Gam im la'eif atar rak ba'oifen nista. Even if right now they're hidden. Atar ba'achlet yochol l'rshut la'atzmecha la'anot mitalich. Achrei hakol yesh lecha shutus maksim. You can even enjoy this process because at the end of the day you really have an incredibly good partner. Ulebesof Shalat Hashalot, and at the end, ask yourself the question, Lama ani chai? What am I living for? The only thing you really have in this world is your life. How do you want to use it? Ulai, it's possible, Hashalat Nishmat Pshuta. This sounds like a very, very simple question, right? What am I living for? Of course, everybody knows, right? Aval har ve'mod anashim mitbayishim l'shoyla ito. Many people are too embarrassed to ask the question. Eiz yoshev kumim leimer lanu. You get sort of like this little inner resistance voice saying to yourself, no, b'shvil ma b'chol l'shoyl shayla kochach basisit. Why are you asking such silly, stupid, basic questions? What am I living for? To keep the Torah, of course. What do you think? Alan Vasilis Yisharim, he says then what we're living for. ההתנהגות הרגשית נובעת מהחשש שלנו מהחיפוש הפנימי הקשה. What's really preventing us is the sense, the feeling that ההתנהגות הרגשית נובעת מהחשש שלנו. We have a concern that from this inner difficult search, אבל כדאי לזכור שהקשה תגיע למצב שבו תכיר את עצמך באופן מושלם, אתה נשתנה. What's really bothering us is this is a very difficult search. But you have to keep remembering that if a person will get to ask these questions and you'll get answers, you'll suddenly start changing. Your life becomes much more rich. כל המערכות היחסים שלך עם עצמך, עם הקרובים לך, עם העולם כולו ישתנה ולטובה. Your relationships with yourself, the people around you, your kids, your family will change, they'll improve. Powerful stuff, this, no? Anashim nemneim leitim krovot lehachlit. People very often prevent themselves or don't make decisions. Don't make decisions. Why? Mitoch hashash shem yitoh. Because they think that maybe they'll fail. You don't start a new project because you think you're not going to do it. You don't start learning a new masechta or a new subject because you think you're not going to do it. You're going to fail. ולמעשה אחת הטעות הגדולת פחד היא להמניע מההחלטה. We don't make decisions because we don't make mistakes. The biggest mistake is not to make decisions. You gotta make decisions in this world, even the wrong ones. קפצן אומלל למקבל מכתב בו הוא מתבשא על שחייה בסכום של מיליון דולר. אם אותו אומלל אין יודע לקרוא או אין הוא תורך אפילו לפתוח את המכתב, מהו? עשיר או עני? You got a penniless hobo who gets a letter from the lawyer saying he just inherited $1 million. But he doesn't know how to read, so he doesn't open up the letter. No, is he a millionaire or is he the poorer guy? What is he? Well, he's actually a millionaire. The guy's got $1 million in the bank, he just doesn't know. Now, this is just a marshal. The marshal is very sad, right? He's got a guy never. He's walking around, scrounging around in the garbage cans, eating throwaway, castaway garbage. And the guy's a millionaire. So the Nimshal is just a sad, it's not more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Natan Lanu Bechira Chofshit. Hashem gave us the most powerful, imaginably miracle that there is in the world, yeah? A thing called Bechira Chofshit. You have to understand how impossible Bechira is. Hashem emtzut anoicha libcho betoiv. You can earn olam haba with this machine. Ulagia lachlatot hanochonot b'ma lechayenu. And you can come to good, straight, correct decisions in the journey called love. Aval, if we don't admit and recognize this possibility, well, of course you got Bechira, the same way as this poor guy got $1 million, but if you don't know you got it, you don't know how to use it, you don't know what to do with it, you're no better off than the guy who doesn't have it. That's what it says. The Da Bei Kudubei, somebody's got Das, he's got everything. The Da Lo Bei Mahavya, you haven't got anything. If you don't have Das, you've got nothing. Also the Rachem Alav, person who doesn't know what he's got, you can't even give him food because he doesn't know what to do with it. Hatatzah shel Iyadiyazu, not knowing this, the consequence of not knowing this, he chayim b'manu mechapsim es mi la'ashim av kol davar shelo hilech kamo sheretzini. I go around blaming and looking for scapegoats to blame for everything that doesn't go the way I want it. אנחנו מאשימים את כל העולם חוץ מאת עצמנו. It's my wife's fault, it's the doctor's fault, it's my rabbi's fault. That you go around the world, you listen, you see people, we all love people like this, they can drive you nuts, eh? They spend the whole day blaming everybody else because things didn't go the way they wanted it to go, and the only person that didn't do anything wrong was them. אף על פי שאנחנו מגישים ויודעים שאיזה החלטה נכון אנחנו היינו צריכים להחליט. We all know, at the end of the day, we're supposed to make a decision, and we make the decision, we're responsible for the decision. Since you're an adult and a child. When a child falls and bumps his head on the cupboard, what does he do? Kick the cupboard. Yeah, because it's the cupboard's fault. No, we're their child. The kol adam yesh potential, God will behar b'mizeh shebo lidei mimush b'poel. Everybody has potential that's much, much greater than he's ever going to bring out into action, right? 2%, 3%, what's the latest number out there that the psychologists are bounding about? If you don't matzliach to find the potential in you, then you come to what? You lose confidence in your abilities. You lose your nerve, you lose your cutting edge. Do you know what your potential is? Have you ever tried to really bring your potential out? You're first of all, you have to stop the running of life, the aimless running. You don't completely given up. You haven't given up on the future, have you? You ready to jump? No. בוא, הרי את המנגינה הזו הייתי אפשר להפסיק. המנגינה הזו, you can't stop. וכך באופן מידע לחיות עם החיים האמיתיים ולא להמשיך סתם איך שזורם. Make a decision now that I'm actually going to start thinking about my life and I'm going to start living my life the way I'm supposed to, as opposed to just סתם זורם, you know, you go with the flow. למד להכיר את ההבדל בין לקבל החלטות לבין להיסחף. לאן שחיים מובילים? I don't know what that word means. להיסחף. You go with the flow, it just washes you out. You get sucked in. So make a decision that from now on in I'm going to live my life based on the decisions I make and not just, you know, getting blown about in the wind. We'll just end on this question, leave us alone with this little question to disturb us through Shabbos. Mata hayita hapam, David, you can wake up just for this kasha. Listen carefully. This is going to be your mantra till we get back on Sunday, right? When was the last time shebo bechat bechire ikronit legabei chayecho? When was the last time that you and I used our bechire to make a decision about one of the most basic fundamentals of our life?